And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 22nd of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected. Fair Isle, 1,034 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 in South Utsira and southern North Utsira, mainly fair, moderate or good. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in Dogger. Fisher, north or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, fair, good, occasionally poor at first. German Bight, variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Wight, Portland, east or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, mainly fair, good. Plymouth, east 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, east 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later, thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain at first, moderate or good. Northwest Trafalgar, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later, thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, east 6 to gale 8, veering southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Lundy and Fastnet, and 4 in Irish Sea. Occasional rain in Fastnet, good, occasionally moderate in Fastnet. Shannon, easterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south, veering southeasterly 5 to 7 later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, easterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in southwest, showers in south, good. Mallin, Hebrides, South Bailey, easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. And southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east by south, 2, 19 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Stornoway, east by north, 4, 22 miles, 1035, rising slowly. Lerwick, north, 3, more than 38 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast 2, 12 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1035, now falling. Lookers, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1034, now falling. Bulmer, northeast 4, 8 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north, 4, 1030, rising slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 6, 2 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Northeast by East 5, 1022, rising more slowly. Jersey, East, Northeast 5, missed, 4 miles, 1018, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 6, 1019. Scilly Automatic, East 7, missed, 3 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Milford Haven, East by North 4, 22 miles, 1022, now falling. Aberporth, East by North 3, 24 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Valley, East by North 4, 22 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, East by North 3, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valentia, East by North 4, 27 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Northeast by East 6, 16 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Malin Head, East 6, 13 miles, 1030, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, East by North 4, 24 miles, 1031, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 21st of April. The general situation. High pressure over the North Atlantic will continue to bring an east to northeasterly flow across the United Kingdom, with strong winds across many southern and western waters and gales at first in the far southwest. Fair conditions will dominate, although there will be some patchy light rain in the far southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or northeast, veering southeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 and Firth of Forth, and 2 elsewhere. Becoming variable, 3 or less later. Mainly fair, but occasional drizzle at first in north. Good, occasionally moderate at first in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 3 to 5, veering east 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6. Occasionally 7 at first in west, decreasing 4 at times close in shore. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first from Prawl Point westwards. Mainly fair, but showers in west. Good, occasionally moderate in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 5 to 7, veering east or southeast 4 to 6. Mainly fair, but showers for a time near Cornwall. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 except in far north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then veering east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 2 at times later in north. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, mainly fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 2 or 3 later, fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
How has history shaped classical music?
Of course, it often happens in history that changes in music come with changes in society.
From the birth of musical notation to the digital streaming revolution. Join me, Gillian Moore, and leading experts, including Michael Wood, for an epic journey through 1,000 years of classical music.
What a miracle it is that we can still listen to music from so long ago.
Key Changes, Radio 3's essential history of classical music. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
And this is where we part ways for the night, wishing you a very peaceful night from all of us at Radio 4. Good night.
On the newsroom with me, Jannat Jalil. With just hours to go before the US ceasefire with Iran was due to expire, President Trump announces it's being extended until negotiations conclude. But Iran decries his repeated threats.
This is not the behavior of a country that is really serious about a diplomatic process.
Hezbollah says it's fired into Israel for the first time since their ceasefire came into effect last week. A criminal investigation is opened into whether ChatGPT helped a gunman kill 2 people at a U.S. university last year.
The chatbot advised the shooter on what type of gun to use, on which ammo went with which gun, and where on campus to encounter a higher population.
And we hear about a tribute to the legendary queen of salsa, Celia Cruz, here in London. That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. President Trump has announced an extension to the ceasefire with Iran until talks come to a conclusion. The truce between the two sides was due to expire on Wednesday. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said he'd been asked to hold off on attacking Iran by Pakistan, which has been acting as a mediator. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
I imagine the Pakistanis have been leaning on Tehran pretty heavily. I think Pakistan will have had to say something to what the White House to get them to extend this deadline. Otherwise, what would be the reason for just backing down for the president? Yes, he wants a way out of this conflict. Yes, he wants an off-ramp. This is causing him problems domestically. I still think he would require some kind of reassurance that there was something going to come out of this. Otherwise, he could be left with, with egg on his face, frankly.